It's about 10 o'clock. I'm chilling on the sofa, exhausted and a little sore after tonight's practice. Leo and I are both on our tablets. I'm looking at information about Billings, Montana, since my sister Sarah and her husband Tate moved there last month to be closer to our mom and Jake. I like the idea of being around family, so Leo and I are talking about checking it out. We live in Manhattan, Kansas, while attending K-State. Well, I'm still attending. He graduated a few weeks ago. I'll graduate in December with a degree in graphic design. At that point, we plan to move. Somewhere. I do somewhat have my hopes set on moving to a warmer environment without snow, perhaps Las Vegas, but we're keeping our options open. Over the 4th of July, we're going to visit my folks and Sarah. It'll be the first time they meet Leo, and when we come clean on the depth of our relationship. A Facebook notification pops up. What's this about? I turn to Leo. Have there been terrorist attacks?
What?
My supervisor just canceled the sip and paint I was supposed to facilitate Saturday because of terrorist attacks. Here it is. Planes crash while landing at LAX, JFK, and ORD. Terrorists suspected. Oh no, Leo. It looks bad.
I see it here.
Leo pulls up a news channel online and turns on the live streaming.
What we know at the moment, at 10:22 Eastern Time, American Airlines Flight 2245 from Miami to JFK crashed while attempting to land. At 10:34, United Flight UA-343 from Phoenix crashed at Chicago O'Hare while attempting to land. An unidentified flight into LAX crashed at 10:42 Eastern. An unidentified flight into DFW crashed at 10:48 Eastern. At 10:52 Eastern, all flights were ordered to be grounded. Those in the air have been diverted to the nearest airport. At this point, we believe these events to all be related.
Four crashes? The alert only mentioned three. The news guy looks away from the camera for a moment. He touches his ear and shakes his head.
Friends, we are receiving reports of a fifth crash moments ago in Miami. We don't have any details. With five crashes within just over half an hour, we fully believe these to be related.
Leo and I look at each other. Leo speaks first.
An event like this, it's going to be as hard on our country as 9/11 was. I hope we'll see people pulling together the same way they did then.
I was only five when 9/11 happened, I tell Leo. I remember seeing it on the news, but my mom didn't let us watch much. She was upset for days. And I remember the first time we drove into Portland after it, and I saw the tall skyscrapers and asked if a plane would crash into them. Mom said, no, of course not, and that she hoped nothing like that would ever happen again. Leo pulls me close. He says nothing, simply holds me quietly. We remain this way for many minutes. The news report is still playing on the tablet. The announcer says the president will be addressing the nation soon. I think of Mom. She's away from home this week in Oregon for work. She flew out and is now stuck there. If this is an attack, how could they stop it from happening again?